7:38 on the ticket, Thursday morning with the Musers. Speaking of bikes, coming up in 15 minutes, Lance Armstrong has done another interview, this one with Mike Tirico. This help his redemption tour or hurt it? We'll let you decide. And then at 8:15, us versus pros. Over the 25 years here at the ticket, we've taken on pro athletes in their sports and in other sports many, many times. All of us on all the different shows will relive some of those coming up in 35 minutes. Got an email from a P1 recently who wanted us to discuss winking and whether people wink anymore, or because of hashtag me too, have people stopped winking around the office place or out at bars? Is winking still a thing?
I've always been uncomfortable with winking. I've only probably known like two or three people in my life that are winkers. Winker.
Winker, not wanker. Winker.
Right. Yeah. Correct. I know a lot of wankers.
I've known winkers, and they still wink.
Really?
Yeah, it's not a...
After every cute comment they make, they look over at you and wink.
It's just not weird. After every comment.
It's
but...
so old person-y.
Yeah, but it's not... I would think around the office, you don't have to be careful about it if it's obviously not meant that way.
I think you just don't do it at the office.
Just don't do anything in the office. Yeah, just don't even talk to anybody at the office.
How did that become so associated with a sexual come on? Like, did that ever work for anyone? Like, you just look at person and you wink, and
right.
That means, oh, okay, it's on now. Let's get out these gonadals.
You would be surprised how many different interpretations there are out there of a wink. I found an article on a science website, and they
generic.
Say that once a wink is out there, it's anybody's guess as to how the public will receive it.
Mm-hmm.
They say, to be fair, it's true that other facial expressions can be ambiguous. A smile can indicate happiness or pain. A furrowed brow can communicate anger, confusion, or concentration. A wink, though, is intentional. It's less natural, and therefore it's harder to figure out. They say, here's what we know about winking and what we don't. Though our bodies may look symmetrical, that's not the case below the surface. We write with one hand, we tend to kick with one foot. Whenever you do a half smile, chances are you always lift the same corner of your mouth. The same thing is true of eyes. We tend to favor one over another. Look through a pair of binoculars or a telescope. What eye are you using? It's your dominant eye, the one your brain relies on for visual information. Odds are, the other one, the non-dominant eye, is the one that feels more natural to wink. I didn't realize that.
Non-dominant.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not
because
true for me.
I can only wink one eye.
Really?
There's a lot of people who are like that, and that seems crazy to me.
Yeah. I cannot wink my right eye.
Let's see which one you can wink.
Here's left. No problem there, right?
Okay. Right?
This is going to look ridiculous.
Okay.
Close both eyes.
You close both of them.
I really do. I can't do it.
You can't. Look at that. Just alternate.
I know.
Like
I wish I could do that, but
I can do both.
Look. That's so weird doing alternating both like that.
You know, I don't think I've ever winked to be flirtatious. I think the only time I've ever winked is for comedic effect.
Yeah, comedic effect. Like, hey, let's go there tonight, and then do the big exaggerated wink.
You know, who's a big winker is Jerry.
Yes, he is.
That's right. He is a winker.
When he cracks a joke or something, he'll look at someone and then wink at him.
Yeah, there are all different types. I found a list of 18 different types of winks, and there's the sarcastic wink, there's the flirty wink, there's the punctuating wink, was that what I think Jerry does telling a story and gives you a nod and a wink.
That's right.
There's the real long, exaggerated wink. There's the accidental wink.
There's a lot of people who can't wink at all.
Yes.
George can only do one eye.
Yeah.
There's some people who can't do any eyes.
Rihanna can't wink. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah. They say that a wink happens...
Wait a second. Let me just steady myself. I didn't know I'd hear that sentence today.
Rihanna can't wink.
What a fun fact.
Isn't that a fun fact?
All right. Every P1 needs to work that into conversation today. Hey,
please
John,
record it.
Fun fact. Rihanna can't wink.
Yeah, they say that a lot of people... There's just not that connection between the part of the brain that controls facial functions and the ability to wink, that a lot of people just don't have that. No matter how hard they try, they cannot wink.
Huh. Okay, but they have the hardware to wink. There are the muscles to wink. There are the nerve endings that go up to the brain. But they can't program their brain to wink.
They say there's a group of neurons in the brain stem that help you do everything from smiling to winking. But this setup is also why some people, no matter how hard they try, just can't wink. The muscles that winking requires just don't have the real estate in the facial motor nucleus. Remember, I got this from a science website.
Okay.
It's got to be true.
And the connection between the brain and the muscles is not strong enough in some people to let them wink. They say even in the digital world, especially in the digital world, a wink can be ambiguous. And they did a study studying Facebook and text messages, and they put out these messages that could be ambiguous. And anytime they added a winky emoji, which a lot of people use,
right,
they say that most of the people receiving those messages took the message to be sarcastic if people added the wink.
Mm-hmm.
But they say on Tinder, if you add a wink to a message on Tinder, the dating site, that most people who saw that, that signified eager desperation, that the person winking was extra desperate.
I've noticed that when I'm on Grindr. You say Tinder or Grindr?
This was Tinder.
Oh, okay.
This was Tinder. They say the bottom line is you really cannot control how your wink will be interpreted. The most popular interpretations, the wink was meant as a way of communicating thanks or a signal of friendliness or flirting. Other theories lower down the totem pole, the winker had an eye problem, was trying to seem cool, or was expressing a strange ulterior motive. And a lot of people read a wink as a defining feature of creepiness.
It is creepy. It's always creepy. You confront Jerry, George.
Okay.
Tell him it's creepy.
Tell him stop winking.
Yeah.
I think the wink is going away. I know in the workplace it's going away, and I think in general it's starting to go away.
Jerry's the only winker that I know.
Oh, there's Wink Martindale.
Henry Winkler.
All right.
Winkle in Time. The Winklevoss twins.
That's right.
Yeah, sometimes I have to go Winkle.
Oh. Who do you say that to?
Everybody.
Nobody wants your baby talk.
I think I'm going to go Winkle.
Oh.
And then we're going to hear some of Lance Armstrong talking to Mike Tirico next.